Thank you, Luba.
Luba, amazing. Thank you so much.
I'm going through a chemicalization process right now. And it's good. Chemicalization, as we know in Unity, is when you introduce a new idea to an old consciousness. And I have an old consciousness about dairy right now. So I'm cleaning out. So it's an interesting process I'm going through. It feels wonderful, but it feels very weird. So thank you. Thank you very much for that bump up there. Years ago, Marlon Brando called a friend and says, I'm coming over. I got a great idea I want to share with you. So Marlon came over to this guy's house and he said, I got this great idea. I'm going to get a few thousand electric eels and find a way to harness all that electric energy for my household needs. And Brando said, isn't that a great idea? And his friend was kind of dumbfounded for a moment, and then he said, Marlon, I don't think that can be done. And Marlon looked at him and said, everything's always no with you. Everything's always no. I love that. No, 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 no. We hear that a lot, don't we? No. No, you can't do that. No, I'm not going to do that. No, 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 no. We hear that all day long. Why not? We haven't tried it, have we? You never tried to harness all those eels. You don't know. Now, he may not have thought his idea through completely, but he did have a point. How often have we said no to the good waiting to come into our lives from a knee-jerk reaction, just saying no automatically? We didn't think about it. We didn't take it within. We just said, no, it doesn't, that won't work. That won't work. It can't possibly happen. Well, why not? Why not? The 12th century Persian poet Hafiz, my favorite poet of all time, wrote, I rarely let the word no escape from my mouth because it is so plain to my soul that God has shouted yes, yes, yes to every luminous movement in existence. Isn't that beautiful? Who am I to say no to a universe always yelling yes, yes, go for it, take it, it's yours, here. Didn't our great brother and teacher tell us the same thing? It's yours, what are you waiting for? All you got to do is say yes. Say yes to it. The truth that we have been so unable or unwilling to totally understand in our lives is that God, if you want a really wonderful affirmation to meditate on later, God is really just one big yes. That's all God is. The yes energy of the universe. The movement of all possible good happening in your life. The power, the one power and presence that fulfills your divine potential. All waiting for us to not say no anymore. To say, yeah, let's try that. Let's see where we'll go with that one. God, I can't wait to see how you're going to work this one out because I have no idea. But you're one big yes, so let's go. Let's do it. The truth is the universe has never turned down a single prayer request that you have ever made. Never. We make some pretty crappy ones. But God has never said, well, I don't know about that, but if you want it, sure, you're affirming it over and over again. Let's take it. Let's see what you can do with it. God is never saying no. I know you beg to differ with me. You say, well, you know, I did pray for health and it isn't working. Your prayers for getting that beautiful woman or that hot guy did not work. Matter of fact, the judge says, stay 100 feet away from him. But God, you said, no, I didn't. Not that one, that one. Oh, no, I don't want that. God's always saying yes, but we're saying no. Your prayers and affirmations for abundance ended up in chapter 7. How did that happen? I didn't want that. Your prayers for the right and perfect apartment hasn't moved you out of that dumpy studio you've been in for 20 years. 40? We pray for you. However, if you're in a dumpy studio for 40 years, there's an indication that you don't want to move. Right? And that's okay. If you do want a wonderful bigger place, you can have it. And that's why we're here, to remember the truth. God is saying yes. What am I saying? So what's the difference between you and your crappy life? Wow, yeah. And somebody who's having a wonderful, happy life. What's the difference? Someone who's having a healthy, joyful, money pouring out of her ears, in a wonderful, harmonious relationship with this drop-dead, beautiful person, living in a gorgeous townhouse on Perry Street. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so happy for them. Now, somebody looking from the outside would go, wow, she has good luck, doesn't she? Who does she know? She must know somebody, or she's doing something to get that, because, you know, I could never do that myself. You know, we make up things. We make up stories about other people so we can feel better about where we are, but it doesn't make us feel better. Because we pray, we affirm, we read the four agreements. I don't take it personally at all. We come here on Sunday mornings. I get up and go, even in the middle of a marathon, I'll come here. Thank you very much, God. See how much I love you. And still we don't have the money, we don't have the mate, we don't have the townhouse, or all the rest. The logical conclusion being, A, God doesn't really love me enough to make my life happy, so why do I even bother getting up and trying to get through the marathon? Or B, other people have all the luck, and for whatever reason, God has blessed them with a lucky life. If I can get you to do one thing today, is please drop the idea of luck. There is no luck. There's no luck. There's no such thing as luck. Or we go, I do have luck, and it's all bad. I have bad luck. I've never had good luck in my whole life. I've heard people in counseling through the years tell me, I never have luck. Where is God? Where is God with my luck? Which is very weird. Here's your luck. But again, there's no such thing as luck. There is no random occurrence in the universe. I always have to go to my great teacher, Jesus, to remember the reality of God's divine law of life. He had the most astonishing ways of revealing God's desire for our good in ways that are so clear if we really open ourselves up to them. So when the poor and the sick came to Jesus for healing, what did he tell them? Ew. Leprosy, ew. Back. Ebola, oh my God. Well, he said, I only have one piece of flounder and some focaccia for dinner. And there are how many? Oh, 5,000. Tough luck. No. Lazarus is dead. What rotten luck. Oh, no. What a shame. No, he said, your faith has made you whole. So go show yourself to the priest. You're healed. Go do it. There's more than enough. 5,000? Oh, please. Here comes the food now. Jesus never talked about luck, did he? So what is luck? Luck is a very odd word. It appears to derive from the German word Glück, meaning good fortune and happiness. But the dictionary defines it as the random occurrence of good or adverse fortune, a chance happening. It appears that people who have so much happiness and prosperity in life lucked into it, and that makes us mad. They didn't do anything to get that. They just, they happened to be born into it. How lucky. How lucky can you get? How is it somebody can win a lottery of $100 million without praying for it? Damn it. How is it somebody auditions for the first time for a Broadway part and they get it? How many actors, performers do we have here? How many of you got your first Broadway show? Or your first audition? Did you really? Leave now. Congratulations, David.
But that was one out of how many? And now you're turning around looking, who is that? How dare you? How is it that all the Kardashians am I the only one who wonders about that?
Yeah.
Kardashians, children of God. What? How do Kardashians happen? You're talented. You're wonderful. You can dance, you can sing, you can act, and there are Kardashians making millions of dollars out of doing what? Kardashian. They are Kardashian. It's a new word I made up. And it means
nothing.
Okay, so here's my belief. We're here by divine appointment with the divine blueprint that we created before getting here. We knew what we needed to do for our soul's growth. And so we set this whole thing up. You chose your family. I'm sorry you did. You chose your family, so did I. And we knew what we needed to accomplish here this time around. The Kardashians knew what they needed to do. They came here. We don't know what their soul path is. We are looking from the outside at what has been created by the media, but we don't know what they're going through. Their life challenges may be way more intense than any of ours. They have a lot of money to go through it with, apparently. But we don't know what their life path is. And if we knew it, we probably would not want to do that. We're good with our own. Because we chose this lifetime to be here. And we chose to co-create with God when we got here the good that we're looking for and the life experiences we came to have. I fully believe that my soul needed the experience of going through what I did in my family to become the minister that I am today. Did I have bad luck in being born into that family? Absolutely not. I chose my family. I chose who to come through. I love my family. I learned from them. I bless and thank everybody who's ever been in my life. And the most difficult people in my life have been the greatest teachers. Those who were abusive to me taught me a whole lot about who I am. Am I happy to go through that? I'm not thrilled to have gone through that. There are still scars for all of us. But I'm grateful for what I learned about the power of God, about the power of being a divine being, having a human experience on the planet. Maybe your family was a nightmare of abuse, of addiction, of fighting, of negativity, and you couldn't wait to get away from them. Guess what? You survived. You're here. You survived that family. Right? Yes. Party time, right? Look at your life. You got through that. Once in a while, somebody will come up to me in line and says, my family was perfect. I never had a problem. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, good for you. Isn't that a blessing? It's so wonderful. No, it is true. If we had a wonderful family and got through that, you chose that. You chose to have a really wonderful, happy childhood. Life now may be a little challenging as you're going through it, but we're here to learn about the power that we are, the powerful being that we are. And you are powerful. You've got a power you don't even know about yet. But the more you say, I have power and I am powerful, the more you're going to be able to have it come forth in your life. You're stronger, you're more powerful, more loving, more sensitive because of what you had to go through. Your soul knew it was going to go through that. When we're on the other side, it's easy because we go, oh yeah, God and I are one. There's no problem remembering that until we get here and we get divine amnesia. We forget. We think, I'm only human. And then we trudge through life thinking I'm all alone doing it. We're not all alone. Got to go back to what Jesus taught. He said, again, he didn't say sorry about your bad luck. He said what? Do you want to be healed?
Do you want to prosper? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be successful? He said, it's up to you. It's your faith. I'm here to help you to know that, but you've got to do the work. It's up to you. By your faith, be it done. It was always about the other person's faith, never his. Now, if this is true, and it is, then your work is really very simple. Affirm passionately and joyfully what you desire in life, and keep on doing that. Believe that your good is not only possible, but divinely guaranteed. It's inevitable if you keep going on the path of knowing, I am here to have a wonderful life. My life is as wonderful as I think it is. And then receive all that joy and all that good with all the love and gratitude in your heart and watch it even grow more. So we've been talking for the past few weeks about Unity's basic teachings. The first one is what? God is absolute good, capital G. Not good as an, that chocolate cake is so good. But as the ultimate goodness of life itself. Number two teaching is if God is good, then you are what?
Good.
You are so good. Even the beginning of Genesis, God created humankind and went, oh my God, look at me. Look what I created. This is so good. Everything else is good. He went, oh, this is very good. This is hot. Oh, I'm really good. I'm a good artist. Look what I did. Oh, good me. So if you are good, then you can't possibly be a sinner. That is not a concept that is a divine idea. That was a theological conceit hundreds of years ago that does really, if you look at the truth of God, doesn't make any sense. You cannot be a sinner. You were not born in sin. You were born in blessing. You are perfect and whole just as you are. Nothing you need to do to change any of that. Just say yes to it. Just say, yes, this is who I am. And how do we do that? How do we then bring forth the good? How do we co-create with God? We do it by our thinking, by our feeling, which combined together create our belief, by the words we choose to speak every single day about who and what we are and how life is. And then how I act, I have to then act as if the good is already here. All through the Bible, we see the same directive on life. Ask, believing, and receive. All four right there. Believe is thought and feeling. Asking is speaking the word of truth. And then receiving is the action that we move forward to accept our good. Ask, believing, and receive. Our brains can't really quite get behind that, though, for some reason. We think there's a loophole, there's a catch somewhere. There's no fine print in what Jesus said. He said, you don't have the good because why? You didn't ask. Ask that your joy may be full, that's all. What do you want in life? You affirm it, you go for it, you do it. That's it. I know for those of us who are performers, when you're in a show, you look at the company and think, that person is going to make it. That person is going to become a housewife. That person is going to be. I was always pretty good about telling who was going to go forward. And when I got to Pennsylvania, I looked at this woman here and I went, this woman's going to be big. You just know when people, you can see the thought. You can see the where people are. I looked at Luba and went, she's going to be big. And our music director, Michael John Lacusa, I said, this guy is talented. These are the two people who are going to move forward. I'm very psychic in that way. I can tell talent and go, oh my gosh, they're going to be wonderful. We have so many wonderful, talented people here that I look at it and say, you're really talented, and if you believed it, you could be starring on Broadway in a month. But I can see in a lot of people, I don't really believe, and therefore it gets shut down. There are a lot of really talented people here in town who do not believe, who don't think they're that good, who walk into an audition dejected, I'm not going to get this one either. They keep telling everybody, see, I told you I was right. And then we act as if we're not that wonderful. So you can be as talented as you want, and you walk in, people audition and go, they're wonderful, but there's something weird going on here. A guy was walking down the street, I could see him about a block away, and I could tell this man was negativity walking down the street. And finally, he approached close enough, I could see his T-shirt. It said, Born to Lose. I couldn't see the T-shirt, but I could see that a block away. Who we are, as Emerson said, shout so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. So what are you believing about you? What are you believing about your life? We keep thinking, well, you know, it can't be that easy just changing your mind and saying, well, I am a success on Broadway. It is that easy. Not simple. Or is that simple? Not that easy. We have to undo. We have to rethink who and what we are. Unity of New York was up and running within a couple of weeks, almost 15, 16 years ago. People said, how are you going to do that? You can't do that. Within a couple of weeks, we did. We raised the money. We got incorporated. We did. We got an office. We got a space for Easter Sunday, and we were up and running. Because we said, we're going to do that. We weren't going to listen to anybody. We're going to do that. We are doing this. And look at where we are now. Amen. We continue doing it. There was no doubt. We just kept doing it. Ask in faith, and it is yours. So divine luck, if you will, equals setting your intention to having the good that you desire and believing in it 100%. Even if you're having a little bit of doubt, that's why we have chaplains, why I have silent unity, why we have this community to hold each other in light and say, I believe in you. I believe you can do this. Believe in yourself. See yourself the way we see you. And know that you are here by divine appointment. So the thought of success with the feelings of gratitude and joy, the words of good can only come into my life. My life is wonderful. My life is successful. And then, again, acting as if it has already happened will combine to bring forth the life that you're looking for. Tennessee Williams said, luck is believing you're lucky. It's believing. It's all about belief. What do I believe? Do I believe I'm lucky? Believe you're blessed. Know the truth that you are truly blessed by the good that created you. So being whole and well depends on you believing that wholeness and wellness is your right. Being prosperous means that you believe that you are a prosperous being of God and that you accept nothing but good pouring forth in your life all the time. Being in a loving relationship means that you believe you deserve to be in a loving relationship with a loving individual. A wonderful person who thinks you're wonderful too. If you don't believe you're wonderful, what are you going to attract? We've seen what we're going to attract. We need a change of cast there. We need to recast the people that we invite into our lives and give our hearts to. But we have to do that by believing we deserve it. Being a success in your career means that you believe that you deserve to be a success, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Your life is dependent on your belief system. That's the bottom line. Your life is your belief system. It's composed about what you think about all day long, what you're feeling in your heart about your life, what you talk about all day long, and the actions you take with what you're thinking. Anthony Robbins, the motivational guru, said, true success is the ability to marshal our most potent resources simply by putting ourselves in a state of absolute certainty. When you are absolutely certain, here is the life I was meant to have, and nobody and nothing's going to get in my way, you're already there. Now you're watching it unfold. Robbins tells the story about Bill Gates, a man with more money than all the countries in the Western Hemisphere put together. He didn't have good luck. He had absolute certainty that he could develop a new software package that he hadn't developed yet for a computer that he had never seen. But he pictured it, and he knew. He said, this is what I'm here to do. And he did. And look what happened. Absolute certainty. To the outer world, he was a failure. He looked like a fool. But he had faith he could do it, and he did it. Years ago, there was a young woman, a young girl in Wisconsin who hated her looks, couldn't even look in the mirror. She was really depressed because she wasn't beautiful like the other girls in school. What chance did she have in life, she thought, if she wasn't attractive enough to draw to her what she needed? One day she was in her teens and she had a profound spiritual revelation. She said, "My not being beautiful was actually a blessing. I realized I had to develop my inner qualities, my inner strength. I knew that as a woman who was not beautiful, I had to work harder to have any advantage." Her belief in herself led Golda Meir to become the first woman prime minister in Israel. That's where her thought took her. Her belief took her to being the top woman in the world to do what she was doing. Bill Gates and Golda Meir did it, and it had nothing to do with being lucky. It had to do with their thoughts, their beliefs, and what they knew their lives were about. All the great successes throughout history had to grow through the challenges and through the pitfalls. But they said, all right, it's just a challenge. It is in the end. The common thread they had was that luck had nothing to do with it, that they had the inner knowing. Whether they believed in God or not was moot. They had an inner knowing of who and what they were. Do you believe yourself that there is a divine plan for your life that you created before you got here? A life of joy, success, abundance, unbelievable success that becomes believable as you watch it unfold. Or, as Marlon Brando would put it, is everything no with you? I invite you to let the word no go this week. No more saying no. Unless you're saying no to somebody who wants you to do something again, you don't want to do it. Then you say, no, thank you. I'm good. Thank you. I have other things to do. My life. I invite you to close your eyes. Breathe into your heart. What was that good I invited you to look at earlier? Let that come forth. What do you want to let go of that is getting in the way? Let it go. Let it go. It could be a food that you're allergic to. It could be a habit that is weighing you down. It could be a thought that I'm not good enough. Let it go. Breathe into your heart. Affirm with me, I choose a new way to think about my life. I choose a new way to think about my life. One more time. I choose a new way to think about my life. I choose a new way to feel about my life. I choose a new way to feel about my life. I choose a new way to talk about my life. I choose a new way to talk about my life. I choose a new way of living my life for the better. I choose a new way of living my life for the better. Take a breath and let go. You just made an agreement with the universe to change your life, to change your thinking, change your feelings, change the words you've been using, and change the actions you've been taking. I invite you to let it go. Let go and let God reveal a better way, a new path, a new life. We do that by beginning with singing, I am so blessed for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is. Breathe in, let go, and let Spirit reveal a new truth in your life.
I am so blessed. one more time, just a little quieter. That truth into your heart. Feel your mind and body enter into a new consciousness, a new awareness of all good coming forth as you allow it to happen. I am a powerful creation of the universe, and I get to choose my life from now on. I always have. But now I choose a new language, a new way of thinking, speaking, and acting. So today I choose to be healthy. I choose wholeness, strength, vitality. Breathe in divine life. Feel it move from the top of your head all the way down to your feet. Feel that wonderful, powerful energy cleansing, healing, restoring you to the divine wholeness that you are. Direct that wonderful divine life to any area that may be in pain or tight or uncomfortable. Simply breathe into it. Don't make it happen, let it happen. Today I choose abundant good. I live, move, and have my being in a universe that is full of all good. The only lack is in my mind, is in my belief. So today I let that go. I affirm I am a prosperous being of love. I am a prosperous being of love. Success, joy, creative fulfillment, all the good that goes with being prosperous is now here. I no longer fight it, but allow it to flow forth. I accept good into my life today. Today I choose to live a loving, happy life. I change my belief. No longer is life a struggle, where the challenges have to overwhelm me. Challenges are only part of the puzzle coming together that we don't see yet. But I know I will not be overcome by anything outside of me. I'm powerful. I'm divine. I'm loving. I'm wise. I choose to live a happy, loving life. In the quiet of our being, just for a few moments, all it takes is one brief moment in the quiet. Allow God, allow your Creator to reveal You are mine. I created you perfect. You are perfect. All that I have is yours. Breathe in and let go.